Another day is here, and you're ready for it. What to wear? Check. Breakfast, lunch, and dinner? Check. Planning for what's next and how to save for it? That's where Bank of America can help. For your financial to-dos, Bank of America has experts ready to help get you closer to your goals. Get started at one of our local financial centers or 24-7 in our mobile banking app. Find a location near you at bankofamerica.com/talktous. What would you like the power to do? Mobile banking requires downloading the app and is only available for select devices. Message and data rates may apply. Bank of America NA, member FDIC.
This is The Burt Show.
Hi, Jackson Kim, our phone screener in studio. And it's not official yet. We'll do this next week. But Jackson has told us that he's been trying to lose weight. And I could see it in the face, man. I can see it, dude.
That's a good sign.
Whatever's happening, whatever you're doing is working.
Keep going, right?
Feeling pretty good, sir. About it. All right, so you talk about bad takes.
Yeah.
We might be continuing the bad take here. Go ahead.
Yeah.
Tommy, open up your mic.
I'm ready.
He's going to be more fired up than anybody about
it. I'm ready.
Speaking of bad takes, this is just a personal preference of mine.
You know some bad coming when people start like that.
And he actually rolled his sleeves up.
Yes, he did.
I knew this was going to be a battle. This is going to be a battle.
They're not even in the same studio, and he's rolling up his sleeves like he's ready to fight.
All right. I refuse to watch any movie made before the year 2000.
Idiot. Let that man get his reason out first.
I don't even know if it's that great of a reason. And the thing is, the year is pretty arbitrary, but like any movie that like looks old or like has bad effects or anything like that, I can't stand, and it completely takes me out of it, and I can't do it.
Think of all the classics you're missing, though, that back then was like high-tech graphics that suck now, like Star Wars, E.T.
Jurassic Park. Titanic.
There's no way I could go back. The thing is, like, you know, when I was a kid, I watched, you know, Star Wars, and it was fine, whatever, but there's no way that I could go back
now. It was fine. Were you born before or after 2000?
I was born in 97.
How would you feel if some girl was like, I don't date dudes born before 2000 because I just can't stand to look at them.
I'd be a little bit worried about her dating record.
She's the problem.
Listen, someone born in 2000 is 23.
Oh, God.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So no black and white movie for you.
Oh, God, no.
Oh, you see his face?
What kind of Christmas movies do you watch? Home Alone?
Elf,
yeah.
Yeah, that barely makes a cut. Yeah, that was like 2003.
It is 2003.
So again, the cutoff is a little arbitrary, but that's where I sit.
What about like classic movies that the base of them are not really about effects? It's more about the message of the movie, like just some classics.
Rocky.
Something like that, exactly.
What?
I haven't seen it.
Oh, my God.
To be fair, I haven't seen Rocky yet.
Okay, wait. Let's get this out of the way. This is how I judge people. What is your favorite movie of all time?
Something that came out yesterday.
It hasn't even come out yet.
Interstellar is my favorite movie.
Mine too.
That's solid.
All right, that is my number one.
All right, maybe it's not that stupid a take. Nicole, good morning. You're on The Burt Show.
Good morning. How are you?
Fantastic. Thank you. Please join Jackson Kim in this stupid take.
For context, I was born in 94, and I kind of agree. I can't stand anything that has, like, really bad graphics. I've never watched any of the Star Wars movies. I cannot get myself to watch more than 10 minutes.
Because
I can't do it.
Because the effects are so terrible?
Yeah. Like, it's really, really cheesy and really cringy to me.
So, Jackson, is it just movies with effects? Or because you're missing out on a lot of movies with a lot of great storylines.
Right. So I think I'm coming here also with like a request of maybe like what is the movie that I should give a shot to that'll maybe open up like the gates for me of, you know, movies that I can go and watch, you know?
Pulp Fiction.
Yeah.
Pulp Fiction.
Yeah. My wife Renee just watched that for the first time.
So good.
I can't picture your preacher wife watching Pulp Fiction when the gimp comes out.
Her words at the end of it was like, that's not what I expected.
Most people felt that way.
But Jackson, I think what you should do, Abby's got this new club where she's going out with all these ladies hanging out. I think you should have a listener like the one that called in and get a bunch together and you can have a dumbass movie club.
That doesn't sound as fun as my club, though. Have you seen The Godfather?
No.
Oh, wow. No!
Scarface?
No. Oh,
you dude, need to yeah. be schooled.
Yeah, yeah.
Goodfellas?
No.
Oh.
I've got work to do. I get it. I'm here. I, you know, I can admit that. But yeah, there's got to be. I'll go with Pulp Fiction.
Pulp okay, Fiction's
that's
a great
start.
Movie.
That's a okay. great start.
I'll do it. That came out in 94.
Oh, boy.
Yeah. Do you feel the same way about books and that's why you haven't read the Bible?
Oh. It came out too long ago.
Oh, well, tell us your take on the Bible.
The effects are terrible.
He's only about that New Testament, not that Old Testament.
The Old Testament is trash.
Get out of here.
This is The Burt Show.